Everybody, what up? All right, this is the Book of Ethan, Miraculous Meridian Moment. Those that are listening, I sound mad groggy right now. Like, I just stumbled out the bed, but I'm about to clock in, about to get the day started. So we are on, well, first, for those that are joining us, welcome to the Book of Ethan, where I give you a lesson in me. And today, and as always, we are journaling out of the interactive journal called This Time Next Year, 365 Days of Exploration by Cynthia Shar. And we are on day? Flipping through my book. We're in the 200s. We're on day 237. Category: Who Are You? Regardless of what you think of astrology, find the symbol for your astrological sign. Search online or look at a magazine or newspaper. Draw that symbol here. Study this symbol for a few minutes. Does it remind you of anything? Do you relate to it in some way? So, when we're looking at the sign of... When we're looking at the sign of Virgo, there's like several M's, like in the astrological, I guess we could say pantheon or catalog or group. There's a whole bunch of different M's, I think. Scorpio's an M, Virgo's an M. There's other ones too. Hold on, let me look at my little thing real quick. All right. Aquarius is water. Aries is a ram looking thing. Capricorn look like a, like a big, a weird six. Gemini looks like a square with some squiggles. Taurus, a bull. Libra, it does look like a some type of balancing thing. Anywho, Scorpio and Virgo look like M's, but with Scorpio, the M kind of like curves out. Let me look at this again. Yeah, the Virgo, with the Scorpio, the M kind of like comes out like the male symbol. It's like an arrow pointing to the right. And then with the Virgo symbol, it feels like the M stops, and then as opposed to going out like the Scorpio M, and I know it's probably some fancy term for it, but as opposed to the Scorpio M going out to the right, the Virgo loops back in to the M. And so when I'm seeing that, I'm feeling like, well, just like I guess they can say for the Virgo, they're very, I guess you can call it introspective, and they deal with a lot of internal work or internal thoughts or turmoil. Like, you'll have an internal war and you'll be dealing with it. You'll be looking, you know, regular or cool, or I'll say collected at least, or like you have it all together, but on the inside it'll just be like pandemonium and everything's like kind of chaotic. And I can say for me, like, that's where most of my work happens. Is like I'll be in my head, and a lot of times I'll have to either distract myself by listening to some music or listening to a lecture or trying to learn something, and that'll keep the chaos down. But I know when I'm probably driving or going somewhere, or I may have had like a very enlightening conversation where I'm learning more about myself and I'm trying to take a different path, where I can just hear, you know, positive but ultimately negative thoughts as well, like just circulating my head in conversations that I'm having with a person I may had a disagreement with. And I may not have any real ill will toward the person, but I'm trying to win every argument that could possibly come out of my head that comes out. So it's like, if, say for instance, I have an argument with like the Subway worker who's making my sandwich, I'll be like, oh man, I'll hear that person's voice saying something in every regard of what I'm doing throughout the day. And I'll be like, or I'll go back to the altercation and try to like rework it in some weird way. So going back to the symbol, yeah, there's a lot of things happening internally with me as a Virgo. So this is what I'm here to discover and to figure out and to understand. So thank y'all for joining me. I try to keep these less than 10 minutes, less than 6 minutes at the most. Try to keep them around 5 minutes, like my man Worthy Way with 5 Worthy Minutes. So simple and clean. Hope y'all have a great day, night, or existence. And I am out. And remember, there is no thing without...